talking tonight about the Christian's benefit package. The Christian's benefit package. Employers do their employees a disservice when they don't tell them what their benefits packages are. They do their employees a disservice when they don't tell them what they are receiving with their benefits. Now, we all know if you do have a benefits package, that the benefits package is a part of your total salary. Although it's not your salary, it's a part of your total package. But you can only receive those benefits if you are employed by your employer. You cannot receive them any other way except if you are employed by that company. And tonight we have certain benefits that God has bestowed upon each one of us. But they are only available to those that are saved. So many times we stop short, and believe me, don't throw me out what I'm getting ready to say, just hear me out. We thank God that we're saved, but sometimes we treat salvation as a get out of hell card when we don't realize there's much more to being saved than just being saved. There's benefits that God gives us because we are saved. Now we can't stop praising him for what he did for us on the cross of Calvary and for saving us. If that's all he'd done for us, that was enough. But thank God, because of his mercy and because of his grace, he daily loaded us with benefits. And it's part of the Christian's benefit package. And there's a long list here in Psalm 103. I'm just going to give you one tonight, and we're going to pray here in a little bit because I feel people need to pray this evening. Psalm 103, let me read to you the first five verses. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. We're going to stop right there. But the psalmist David wrote this, and he begins this psalm like he does so many psalms here in this section with blessing the Lord. And listen tonight, may we understand that yes, the Lord blesses us daily with benefits, but we can also bless him. We can be a blessing to him by blessing his name. And aren't you thankful tonight that when we bless the Lord, we are blessing the one that created all things. He has all things in control. And when we bless him, we are blessing that powerful name that Becca sang about tonight. And he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. You see, David, what he was doing here, he wasn't just praising with his lips. He was praising with his entire being. Everything within him, he wasn't whispering this. He wasn't saying, bless the Lord, oh my soul. No, I believe from the top of his lungs, he was outside of it. Wherever he was screaming to the top in every strength that he had, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not his benefits. You say, Brian, was he being redundant on purpose? Absolutely he was, because he was saying we can't stop praising him just one time. We had to continually praise him for what he does for us. And if we do nothing else tonight than this, may we lift our unholy hands to a holy God and say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that is within me. Say it with me. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Say it again. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. He said, let those murmur if they want to, but I will bless the Lord. May others bless themselves, but I will bless the Lord. Let others bless their idols, but I will bless the Lord. He said, may others bless only with their lips, but I will bless the Lord with my entire being. He said, I can't go any further without first taking time to praise the Lord for who he is. Aren't you thankful tonight? We have someone we can turn to and bless. Thank God by what he's done for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This feels good tonight. Half-hearted praise does not belong in God's house. He wasn't giving half-hearted lip service here. Like our pastor was saying this morning, many people praise the Lord with their lips, but they don't praise him with their whole heart. Listen, half-hearted praise does not belong in the house of God. When we come into his house, we should worship with everything that we have. And I know other people worship differently, but may I remind you tonight, we should worship the Lord. And when we worship, hey, I'm preaching, I wake up. Hey, when we worship, we're telling him, Lord, you're worthy of all glory and all praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He reminds us that we must worship him continually with our whole heart. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all those within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And here he goes and he says, and forget not all of his benefits. The Lord gave me this week. When we fail to praise, we forget his provisions. When we fail to praise, we forget his provisions. You know what that says? That says we need to constantly bless his name and remember what he's done for us. Oh, sometimes we are forgetful. And the older we get, the more forgetful we get, don't we? What was I saying? No, I'm just kidding. But we do. We get forgetful. But may we never forget what God has done for us. Other people may come in and they have no idea why they're worshiping God. But hallelujah, I know why I'm worshiping him tonight. I'm blessing his name because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here tonight. You wouldn't be here. We would have nothing without the Lord and all of his benefits. So yes, we're saved. But that's not the total benefit package. He gives us salvation, but there's also added benefits that come with this. And he lists them here, and I'm just going to give you one here in just a little bit. I got a wonderful testimony to tell you. First of all, notice this, verse 3, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. So there's the first provision. There's the first benefit. Our sins are forgiven. Hello? Hello? Anybody out there? Your sins are forgiven. If your sins aren't forgiven, you can't receive any of the other blessings. Without first your sins being forgiven and taken care of, you can't receive all the other benefits that are listed here in Psalm 103. That has to be the first thing in your life. People want to skip the forgiveness and try to get all the added benefits. But listen, it don't work that way. If you want a job in the Christian Employment Center, you're going to come to God and ask him to forgive you and join the team, but you're going to have your sins forgiven. I love what he says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. That word iniquity in the Hebrew means your guilt, means your shame, means your past. Any sin you have committed or are committing or will ever be committed, he says they are forgiven. What a blessing. What a blessing it is to know that he has forgiven me. He is forgiven me and he will forgive me. And that word is continual. You'll find out all these words are continual. Why? Because they have the suffix E-T-H. That means it's a continuing matter. That means he has forgiven. He will forgive you in the future, but he is forgiving you right now. Aren't you glad that he does things right now for us? But bless God, if I would perchance sin tomorrow, he can forgive me tomorrow. He continually forgives us, forgives us, forgives us of all of our iniquities. What a benefit that is. What a benefit that is. The benefit package. Number one, your sins are forgiven. This morning, our class, like many of your classes, probably you start off with maybe some prayer requests or praise reports. And this morning, Russ was teaching our class and just doing a tremendous job. And he said, well, what about praise reports? And we had a young lady, and you'll understand why, but because of HIPAA violations and laws out now, I won't give her her name, but those in our Sunday school class, you'll know who it is, but she works in the medical field, and she was in the medical facility where she works taking care of some patients. She had a great miracle happen to her this week. And if you know this young lady, this is out of her comfort zone. I'll just say that. And so she was visiting this patient in his 70s, had a 40-year drug and alcohol habit. He knew nothing of God, didn't want anything to do with God. And so this young lady came in to visit him. And she said, how about I have prayer with you? And he said, I don't think that'll do me any good. And she says, well, how about I pray? And he basically said that he really didn't think he needed it or wanted it, and he was in so much pain. His body was so racked, he was down to 80 pounds, and he was in so much pain, but the drugs that he had taken his whole life and the addiction that plagued his body, none of the medications were working to help with any of the pain. And he said he felt, he knew his time was near, and he said, I feel like I'm on fire. And when he said those words, it put a burden on her heart for this man, because she knew the consequences of leaving this world without God. And so she began to pray, and this was like on a Wednesday or Thursday, and so she prayed for him and continued to pray. And then on Friday, she felt led to go back into his room. And when she went back into his room, she started off the conversation and said, I just want you to know that I love you. But Jesus loves you so much more. And she quoted Romans 10:13. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He was getting weaker. They called in hospice by this time. And they knew this time was short. As she was praying with him and trying to win him to the Lord, a lady came to the door, a couple ladies actually. They were this gentleman's old neighbors. They were visiting somebody else, just happened to see his name on the door, and walked into the door with this young lady. They both were Christians. And she said, I'm getting ready to pray with him and for him, and I'm trying to lead him to the Lord. His time is near, and I'm trying to lead him to Jesus. And by this time, she looked around, and the man was crying. And she said, do you want to be saved? And he said, I want to be saved. With every ounce of strength that he had, he lifted up his hands to heaven and began to cry out to God, Lord, save me. Forgive me of my sins. I'm not worthy, but forgive me. Please forgive me. And as they prayed, they all prayed together. He was so weak, he couldn't lift up his hands anymore. And so he put him down on the bed, and she leaned over and said, if you know you're ready for heaven, if you know you're saved, squeeze my hand and let me know. And he squeezed her hand, and he lifted up her hands in the air and shook them in the air as if to say, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. And just as they were done praying, just about that time, she heard a harmonica coming up the hallway. There was a lady that had left her room, that never leaves her room, just happened to leave her room that morning as they were praying for him to be saved, playing Christian hymns on her harmonica, and walked by his doorway as soon as he gave his heart to God. And she said, my land, we just kept rejoicing and praising God. And the nurse came in with his pain medication to help him, to try to make him comfortable. He says, I don't need any of that. I feel no pain. I am pain free. I don't need any of that. Listen to this. 1 hour later, he went to heaven. 1 hour later. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And forget not his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Imagine that, a 40 plus year drug and alcohol habit. In one moment of time, God swooped down with his grace and his mercy and forgave that man of all his iniquities. And now in the portals of glory, there stands a man not 80 pounds anymore. No, he's healthy. He's perfect. And I guarantee I know what he's doing. He's bowing at the feet of Jesus, blessing his name, blessing the Lord, and says, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for giving me a home in heaven. Aren't you thankful tonight that he forgives us of all our iniquities? He does. Your sins can be forgiven. Wow. the consequences of sin, the guilt of sin, the shame of sin can all be forgiven. What a powerful name. What a wonderful name. What a holy name. What a forgiving name. And I got plenty more to share with you in weeks to come, days to come, however long it takes, it doesn't matter. But we need to be reminded what the wonderful benefit package is. And first and foremost of all, to know that our sins are forgiven means more than anything. We can never experience the blessings that are to come if we haven't been saved first. So I'll ask you tonight, are your sins forgiven? Are you ready for heaven? If you're ready for heaven, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Raise your hands to him and say, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. One more time. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. He forgives all of our sin. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. Raise our hand. Bless the Lord. And then at the end of it, that's one for the Father, one for the Son, Holy Ghost. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Woo, glory to God. We're a confessing church, aren't we? We confess that he's forgiven us. I can't stop tonight. We confess that he set us free. I'm thankful tonight. I feel what Becca felt up here. I'm so glad and can't wait to see Jesus.